Welcome to the Finding Clarity podcast, featuring Dr. George Cannon. This podcast is a ministry of the Kermansville Christian Church. Finding Clarity seeks to answer your questions about Christianity. Here's George as he looks at this week's question.
Welcome to the Finding Clarity podcast. This is George Cannon, and you are listening to episode 48. The Finding Clarity podcast is a podcast ministry of the Kermansville Christian Church, where we seek to answer questions that you might have about Christianity and the Christian life. Each week, we seek to answer questions right here that you are wrestling with. And so we try to look at one question each week and present an answer for you to consider. And today is no different. In fact, we're going to wrestle with a question that a lot of people are constantly confronted with, especially when they invite someone to come to church with them. And the question is, do I need to go to church to worship God? Do I need to go to church to worship God? So we're going to look at that question today and come to some conclusions and kind of look at where that question is coming from and what does the scripture say about it. First of all, the obvious answer is no, you don't really need to go to church to worship God. However, in answering that question that way, you are actually missing out on a component of worship. What do I mean by that, George? Well, when you look at worship in the scripture, worship is basically expressed in two ways. There's individual worship, where the individual worships God on their own. They acknowledge God, they praise God, they worship Him on their own. And then there is corporate worship, where a body of believers come together and worship God. So when you ask the question, do I need to go to church to worship God? Well, the obvious answer is no, you don't need to. You could engage in individual worship. But in doing that, you are also missing out on the benefit of corporate worship, of gathering with others to worship God corporately. And there is something about being in a gathering where everyone is worshiping God. Well, you say, okay, George, well, I don't really need that corporate worship thing. I'm okay with my individual worship thing. Well, you're right. You don't necessarily need corporate worship, but here's the problem with the question. And so this is where I want to spend some time. Usually when you talk to someone and they say, well, I don't need to go to church to worship God. I can worship God in the deer stand. I can worship God on a boat going down the river. I can worship God in my backyard, looking at the flowers bloom and the bees buzzing and the birds chirping. I can worship God in my own living room. You're right, you can. But when you think about church as simply worship, you're dealing with a wrong assumption. What do you mean there? Well, the assumption is that you go to church to worship. That's the whole purpose of church, is worship. And what I want to say to you is that church is more than just a service. If church was simply just going and worshiping God, then you're right. You don't need to go to church. You can stay home and worship God all you want. But church actually is more than a worship service. There's more to church than just simply worshiping God. Now, is worship a component of church? Yes. But if that's all you see, then you're right in saying you don't need to go.